Hey, good morning everyone. It's been a while.
So it's Norway, Northwest London. Wednesday, Yud Gimel Elul, 30th of August, Rav Matthew Lawrence Schlitter, Kolamaskel B'mitzvah, dot dot dot.
Dot dot dot. So we'll see what the dot 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 is. Good morning everyone. I'd like to begin with a fairly well-known minhag that some places have, some kehillas have, and some kehillas don't seem to have, and some kehillas seem to have and don't have. But you'll see what I mean in a minute. So the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, discussing halachas of the approach to Rosh Hashanah, and halachas of slichas, which we commence in approximately a week and a half time. The Ramah says, V'yesh mekoymois noyagim shehamispalel slichas yispalel kol hayoy. The person who is going to be mispalel slichas, that means the Baal Tefillah for slichas, should daven the whole day. Now, that doesn't mean that he has to sit davening the whole day. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that he is the Baal Tefillah for the other tefillas of that day, which presumably would mean that which comes after slichas, namely shachris, and mincha, kol hayoy. That's all the Ramah says. The Ramah is in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, the beginning, the first Sif Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch. Yes, read it once more time. Yes, b'koy mois noegim shamispalel slichas yispalel kol hayoy. Okay, now, if we take a look at the Magen Avraham on that Ramah, right, so there on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham says, on the words kol hayoim, so he says, afidu arvis, even Mariv as well. Why?
All after.
Oh, that's the big question. Says the Magen Avraham, shamaschil b'mitzvah, oimrim loy gemoy. One who starts the mitzvah, we say to him, you finish. Now, which mitzvah is he starting here? Sounds like Slichas is the mitzvah over here. That's what the topic of discussion is. And he's the maschil b'mitzvah. So he starts with the mitzvah of Slichas. So we say to him, you should be mispalel the other tefillas of the yom, namely Shachris and Mincha, and seemingly Mariv after that. Because if it's referring to Mariv before, how does that fit with the reason that the Magen Avraham is saying over here, which is called a maschil b'mitzvah, oimrim loy gemoyr. Gemoyr means finish off. That means after you've been maschil b'mitzvah, after you've done the mitzvah of slichas, then oimrim loy gemoyr. And he says that includes mariv. So it sounds like the Magen Avraham understood that it's the mariv afterwards, and that's already the next day. Okay? Even so, seems to be that's part of completing this mitzvah. And the Chasam Sofer there points out that it's not so difficult, the fact that that Mariv will be of the next day, because we do find, if you look into the Indian of Tefillah, and you understand the Indian of Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv that we have every day. So why do we have Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv every day? So everyone knows, Shachris is Keneged, the Korban Tomid of the morning, the Boiker. Mincha is Keneged, the Korban Tomid, Bein Araboyim, in the afternoon. What's Mariv Keneged? There were only two Tamidim each day, there weren't three. So what's Mariv Keneged? The Evorim, Haktoras Evorim, Mechalovim. That from the Korbanos of the day, from the Tomid of the morning, and more likely from the afternoon, there would have been Chalovim, fats that were left over that didn't quite get burned up at the time. And therefore, comes the evening time, and they would burn through the evening and possibly even through the night as well. And that's why we have Mariv. So even though going into the night is already the next day, because we know the night is always the beginning of the next day in Halacha, as the Torah says, Vayere Vayvoike, etc. So, nevertheless, says the Chasam Sofer, since in the Seder HaTfilos, it's really Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv. If someone says to you, what are the tefillas? People say Shachris, Mincha, Mariv. People don't say Mariv, Shachris, and Mincha. Why? Because that's correct. Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv. That really is, in terms of the corresponding to what it was taking place in the Beis HaMikdash, it really is Shachris Mincha Umar. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, in the Haggos Chasam Sofer on the Shulchan Aruch there, that it's not so difficult to understand what the Magen Avraham is saying, that the one who daven Slichas, the one who is the Shliach Tzibur for Slichas, he should daven Shachris Mincha and the following Ma'ariv as well. It's not so shver. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. However, it's always important to look back. If you see something in Shulchan Aruch and you see something in the Ramah, what is the Makoyer? Where is it coming from? The Ramah didn't make it up. The Ramah who says simply that the Yesh Makoyer Misnoyagim Sham Ispado Slichas Ispado Kol Hayoyim, that's all the Ramah says. He doesn't give the reason. It's always good to look up. Where is the Ramah coming from? So the Ramah is coming from over here, a sefer called the Kolboy. The Kolboy is one of the early Rishonim. And if you look in the Kolboy says the following words. This is the Kolboy in Simon Samachay, Seif Dalet. The gam yesh mekaymos sha'omer techino belaylo harishayna. That's not relevant to us. The gam yesh mekaymos shenagu shemi shemispalel ba'ashmoires. That the one who is going to be the shliach tzibur ba'ashmoires. Ashmoires means early morning. Geslichas is early morning. Yispalel, he should daven emesh. What's emesh? The night before. Arvis. So it's very clear in the mekoyer of the Ramah, in the Kolboy, that it's when it talks about Arvis, it means Arvis the night before. V'gam yispalel b'boiker b'shachris. And he should also daven the shachris as well. He doesn't mention anything there about mincha. So the Kolboy, which is the makor of this halacha, says very clearly, and many poskim point this out, it could be that the Magen Avraham didn't have a copy of the Kolboy, they didn't have copies of every sefer that existed, and he didn't see that it says clearly over there, that the Ma'ariv that we're referring to is a Ma'ariv of the night before, not the following Ma'ariv. Okay, but so whichever way it is, whether you take on like the Magen Avraham or like the original Makor of this Halacha, there does seem to be this inyan to daven Ma'ariv, either it's Ma'ariv from before or Ma'ariv afterwards. But let's take, for example, what the point that the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says this idea of the one who is the Baal Slichas, he should be mispalel for the rest of the day, says the Magen Avraham. Why? Hamaschil b'mitzvah. Where does this klal come from? What is the idea of this klal? Somebody who is maschil b'mitzvah, oimrim loy gemoy. We say to him, finish. Now, there's nowhere else in Shulchan Aruch where this is mentioned, except one other place, to the best of my knowledge. There's only one place where this klal is mentioned, and it's actually mentioned in the Ramah himself, Beferish. It's a little bit later on, in Hilchas Tekiyah Shofar. And it's talking about what we were talking about just in Rabbi Yanki's shiur a few minutes ago, the tekiyas de meyushav and the tekiyas de meumud. On Rosh Hashanah, we have two sets of tekiyas. One set of tekiyas before musaf, and one set of tekiyas during musaf, whether it's during the quiet amida or during the chazorah sashat. But one, the first set is called the tekiyas de meyushav, because you can sit down, you don't have to, but we don't generally, but you can. And the tekiyas de meumud is when you have to stand up during the Amida later on, during the Musaf itself. And the Ramah says over there the following. This is the Ramah in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Hei Seif Dalet. He says, V'im ein hashliach tzibur tokeya miyushev. If the shliach tzibur is not going to be the one who blows the shofar, royu she'osei hatokeya, it is fitting that the one who is blowing the shofar for the tekiyas to miyushev, the first step before musaf, yiska gamkein al seida habrochus, that he should also be the one to blow the shofar al seida habrochus, which means during musaf, says the Ramah, ki hamaschil b'mitzvah oimrim loy gemoy. So the Ramah himself says this klal there. Okay, so even though he doesn't say this rule when we were talking about with slichas, he doesn't actually say it himself, it's the Magen Avraham who says it, but here we find that the Ramah himself says this rule clearly, ki hamaschil b'mitzvah oimrim loy gemoy. To the best of my knowledge, that's the only other place this appears in Shulchan Aruch. And the makoy for this halacha, that the one who is blowing the shofar for the tekiyas before musaf should be the same person who blows the tekiyas during musaf, is the Rambam. It says in brackets there in the Shulchan Aruch, next to the Ramah, it says, Rambam v'orchas chayim. If you look in the Rambam brings this halacha, but he doesn't actually say this reason. Rambam just says Yes, it is the right thing that whoever's blowing the shofar before Musaf should be the person who is blowing the shofar during Musaf. But the Rambam doesn't actually say the reason, ki hamaschil b'mitzvah oimrim loy gemoy. He doesn't say that reason at all. However, if you look in the newer editions of the Rambam, known as the Frankel Rambam, and on the page there is a pirush called Rabbeinu Manoach, one of the Rishonim. And he has a pirush there, which is officially called the Sefer HaManucha, but on the page there, it calls it Rabbeinu Manoach, and he called it Sefer HaManucha because his name was Manoach. And he writes there, the Rambam in Hilchas Shofar, Vesuka Velulav, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says over there that the reason is that V'hochi shaninu, I'm just quoting from the middle of his words, V'hochi shaninu hamaschil b'mitzvah oimrim lo gemor. So he understood, like the Ramah understood, that that is the reason for this mitzvah, for this idea that the person who is blowing shofar before Musaf, it should be the same bal tokea for during Musaf itself. Hamaschil b'mitzvah oimrim lo gemor. Okay? So we have clear makoros here in halacha for this idea. Where does this come from, and where do we find this in Chazal prior to all of the makoros that we've seen today? Where do we find this? Okay, so we'll start with what's more well known, right? Because this is a Rashi in Chumash in Parshas Ekev. There's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Perek Ches, pasuk Aleph, which says, "Kol hamitzvah asher anuchi metzavacha hayoyim tishmurum la'asoyis." Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael, coming towards the end of his life, and he says to them, he reminds them, Kol ha-mitzvah, all the mitzvah, asher anuchi metzavacha hayoyim, which I am commanding you today, tishmurum la'asoyis, leman tichyun, so that you will live, urevisem, and increase in size, multiply, uvasem, and come, vivishtem es ha'aretz, and take possession of the land, asher nishba Hashem, lavo yiseichem, which Hashem promised to your forefathers. Now, if you were writing that pasuk, how would you start that pasuk? I'll repeat it again, what it does say. Kol ha-mitzvah asher anuchi metzavcha hayoyim, tishmerum la'asoyis. Yeah, kol ha-mitzvahis. You would expect it to be written in the plural. Kol ha-mitzvahis, all the mitzvahis. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to the end of his life. He's told over to Klal Yisrael already all the mitzvahs. And now he's giving them an extra azhara, an extra warning. They should make sure to keep those mitzvahs, and that's their life, and that's what they're going to do. So you would expect it to say kol ha-mitzvahis, but it doesn't. It says kol ha-mitzvah. If you look at Rashi there, on that posuk, so Rashi says, firstly, kol ha-mitzvah kipshutoi. He doesn't explain what he means by kipshutoi, he just says kipshutoi. So let's not worry about kipshutoi for the moment, you can look at that yourselves. But Rashi continues, and he says, u'medrash agoda. He quotes a medrash agoda, which is the Tanchuma here, Pashas Ekev Ois Vov. And he says, Im hischalto b'mitzvah gemoyr oiso. What the Pasuk is saying to us, when it uses this phrase, kol ha-mitzvah, and not kol ha-mitzvois, what the Pasuk is saying to us is, Im hischalto b'mitzvah gemoyr oiso. If you started a mitzvah, then you should finish it. She'eina nikreis elo ashem ha-goimro. Because the mitzvah only gets called or attributed to the one who completed it, the one who finished it. Even if you started a mitzvah, if somebody else took over and finished it off, then who is the one to whom that mitzvah is misyaches? It becomes his mitzvah, he becomes the owner of that mitzvah, the one who finished it. So it's a good idea, say Chazal, a very good idea, if you start a mitzvah, then you should finish it. Shenema, where do we learn this from? Says the Tanchuma, which Rashi is quoting. Ve'es atzmois Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim kovru b'shchem. This is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, Perek Chof Dalet, where it summarizes many of the things that Klal Yisrael did and over the years, and it says, it refers to the bones which b'nei Yisrael brought up from Mitzrayim, they buried in Shechem. Whose bones were these? Yosef's bones, and they buried him in Shechem. Who is it miyachas this act to? Who does it attribute it to? B'nei Yisrael. That's what it says. Es ves atzmois Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael mimitzrayim. Kovru b'shchem. So attribute it to B'nei Yisrael. Ask the Medrash. V'haloi Moshe levadoi nis'asek b'hem l'haloi soy. Who was the one who did it? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. We look in the Pesukim in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who did it. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu seemingly cut out the picture here? And it's attributed to Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash. Ela fi shaloi hispik l'gomro. Because he didn't manage to finish it off, because he wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael. So that, okay, he wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael because of reasons, that there was reasons, but now that he wasn't allowed in, so there was kind of an oynes, he couldn't fulfill this aspect of finally burying the bones of Yosef. Ugamarula Yisrael. So Yisrael had to finish it off, and therefore, says the Medrash, Nikreis al Shomom. It's attributed to Bnei Yisrael. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was very busy with it, and he was Nisasek, and if you look in the Psukim, he was very busy, but he didn't complete it. The Makim Bepatish, so to speak, the completion of it, which was the actual burial of Yosef, was done by Klal Yisrael, and therefore the mitzvah in Sefer Yeshua was attributed to them rather than to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what Rashi quotes on that Pasuk of Kol HaMitzvah. So what's Rashi saying? Why is the Torah using the word Kol HaMitzvah? To teach you about the importance of Kol HaMitzvah, right? Kol HaMitzvah, the whole mitzvah. Shouldn't really have said the Pasuk Kol HaMitzvahs, if you read it sort of as it should be. But the point that the Torah wants to emphasize here, according to the Medrash that Rashi is bringing, is when a person does a mitzvah, the person should seek to do the entirety of the mitzvah and not leave off somewhere in the middle. So, and we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. So, there's various other places besides that Medrash Tanchuma which bring this Makor. Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. I won't read it out because it says basically the same thing. Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Sota says the same thing. And we have other Makoris as well. So, if you look in the Pirush of the Das Zakenim, Mibalei HaToisvus, which is a Pirush on Chumash, printed in Mikrois Gedolos, sometimes at the back, sometimes on the page. It's a Pirush from the Balei HaToisvus, and they quote a Medrash from Bamidbar Rabba, Chof Beis, Dalet, Chof Beis and Ois Dalet. They quote a Medrash, this is in Parshas Matos. We find there that in Parshas Matos, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent others to be Noikem Nikmas Midyan, to go and fight against Midyan, to take revenge against Midyan. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Nikoim Nikmas, you go and take revenge. Ato ba'atzmecho, you yourself go and do it. V'hu mashaleach es achirim. And then we find Moshe Rabbeinu sends others to do it. The Pasuk says, Vayishlach Yisrael Moshe. Moshe sent other people to do it. So why didn't he do it himself? If Hashem says you do it, then you should do it. Elo. Mipnei shenitzkadol be'eretz Midyan. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, grew up in Eretz Midyan. He had to run away when he was young. And he grew up in Eretz Midyan. Eino bedin sh'ani meitzel l'misha osa b'itoiva. He had a koras hatoiv for the environment and the place of Midyan, the country of Midian that was home to him, brought him up there. He felt that he couldn't go and be the one to take revenge against Midian after the whole story with that took place there, Pinchas, everything. He felt that he couldn't be the one to do it. Hamashal oimer boy sheshasisa mimenu atizreik by Evan. Famous mashal, the boyer, the well that you've drunk from, don't throw a stone in there. Which is, if you've benefited from something, you shouldn't do something, so to speak, bad. Yeah, to that, because that shows a lack of Hakoras HaToyv. So Moshe Rabbeinu has a bit of a dilemma here. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you've got to go and take Nekoma against Midian. But he says, I can't do it. Hakoras HaToyv. So what am I meant to do? So he says that he sent others to do it. Carries on the Medrash, and it says, V'yesh oimim she'ena zu Midian she'niskado Moshe. Some say this Midian was a different Midian that Moshe Rabbeinu actually grew up in. Shezu b'tzad Moav v'hi chareva ad achsho, because that one was, this one was near Moav, next to Moav, v'hi chareva ad achsho, and that's been destroyed. Lo mosholach Pinchas, so why then did he send Pinchas? We haven't got this issue of HaKoras HaToiv, because it was a different place. Why did he send Pinchas, and he didn't do it himself? Omar, he said, mi shehischil b'mitzvah hu goymer, the one who started the mitzvah of fighting against the Midianim was Pinchas, who heshev es chamosoi vehika es hamidyonis. He was the one who calmed down, so to speak, Kabiyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, and the whole story there with Cosby, etc., Zimri. And he was the one who, so to speak, calmed down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, vehika es hamidyonis, who yigmor mitzvosoi. So he should be the one who completes the mitzvah. He started the nekoma against Midian, so he should be the one to complete it. So far, we've got two makairis for this idea. One with the Atzmois Yosef, the burial of the bones of Yosef. And secondly, this idea over here of carrying out the Nekoma against Midian, we find this idea as well. There is a third place where we find this idea. And that is actually earlier on in time. And that is with Yehuda and with Yosef. We find that the brothers of Yosef wanted to kill him, and Yehuda was involved in saving. How was Yehuda involved in saving Yosef? What did he suggest?
Put
him in the boat, right? The suggestion was put him in the boat, and then what happens after that? So we won't be directly responsible for. So what was Yehuda doing over there? What mitzvah was he starting? The mitzvah of Hatzolas Yosef. Yeah? But he didn't finish it. He didn't finish it. And the Medrash points this out. This is, let me give you the Mayim Mokum. This is Bereishis Rabbah, Pei Hei, Vayis Gimel. And the Medrash says over there, Rabbi Huda Bar Simon, Rabbi Chonin, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. It quotes this exactly the same idea. And just mentions over there the punishment for not doing this. And then it says, Rav Huda, Rav Huna b'shem Rav Elez, b'noi she Rav Yosef ha-glidi, ko mi shemaschil b'mitzah, ve'enoi goimra, va'ache bo v'goimra. Someone who starts a mitzvah, doesn't finish it, someone else comes along and finishes it, he nikreis al shemoi shel sheni. The mitzvah, again, like we learned earlier, gets attributed to the second one. And it quotes there again from the Atzmos Yosef. So, the case of the Atzmos Yosef. So again, we find a third instance of this. Starting a mitzvah, one is meant to finish off the mitzvah. Okay, so this seems to be the idea, going back to what we started off with today. For sure, the Ramos explains that the idea that the Baal Tekiah for the Tekiah before Musaf, it should be the same person who is the Baal Tekiah for Musaf itself. And the Mogen Avraham is bringing this reason why the one who is the Shliach Tzibur for Slichus should daven the other Tfilis of the day, because Kol HaMaschil B'Mitzvah Omrim Loi Gemoy. Okay? So this is where we find this concept coming in Halacha. As I mentioned before, we don't find in Shulchan Aruch this coming elsewhere, and I did a lot of work to try and find, are there any other places where Poiskim refer to this concept? No. So, one or two, yeah?
Pick the others. It says it's not up to you to finish the job, but you shouldn't desist from it either.
Right, okay, so that would seem to be a bit of a, not contradiction, but a little bit of a kasha on what we're saying. Yeah. Because there, the Pirkei Avos says, it's not upon you to finish the job, right? Lo yalecha hamalacha ligmo, right? It's not upon you, your obligation, so to speak. But you can't say to yourself, well, because I'm not going to finish it, therefore I shouldn't start. So at least you should start. So how do we kind of fit that together? It's not a strong kasha. How do we fit that together? So the idea is that this, what we've learned today, is not saying the person actually has to do it. It's saying, try your best to finish it. Gemoy, try your best. Try to finish off. At the end of the day, sometimes things get beyond your control. You can't always do things yourself. Sometimes other people have to do things. And therefore, when you've done your bit, says Pirkei Avos, lo yalecha hamalacha ligmo. Don't think that you've done nothing. Lo yalecha hamalacha ligmo. You've done what you can. But a person should, the main point that the Perek is trying to say over there is not to desist, as you pointed out. Not to think to yourself, oh, it's too big, it's too overwhelming, it's too much for me. I've got to do what I need to do to start the mitzvah off. But try as much as we can to complete the mitzvahs that we do. And I think there's an interesting common denominator between all the examples that we saw in the Medrashim that seem to be the Makoy for this idea. What's the common denominator between all of them? They're all situations where a person could easily leave it to others to do. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehuda, all those cases that you could say, well, I'm doing my thing, and then everyone else can take over, everyone else should be. And in fact, sometimes we do find, and there's a sefer called the Binyan Shloima, which is a tshuvas from Shloima, who was the Dayan of Vilna. And the Binyan Shloima points out that many times we do find that actually, Chazal recommend we should do the opposite, that we should actually split up a mitzvah, and different people should be given different opportunities. We find in Beis HaMikdash, the Kayanim, were given different parts of mitzvahs to do, and he lists a number of different things where we do find sometimes Baravam Hadras Melech. Now, Baravam Hadras Melech doesn't just mean the more people there are in shul davening together, then there's more covered of Hashem. It means that. It doesn't only mean that. It also means that if you have a mitzvah and you give every person a chance to be mishtatif in that mitzvah, that itself also increases the glory of Hashem. So, for example, ksivas sefer Torah, we try to get many people involved, and we sell different parshias and different amudim. We're trying to get many people involved. So that's not a stira. It's not a contradiction to what we're saying. Sometimes mitzvahs, you can try to get lots of people involved. But when there's an individual mitzvah that a person sets out to do, then a person is given an instruction, complete it, don't just leave it hanging in the middle.
Yeah. Pirkei Avos, I'm not sure if this week or next week, it says it's not your job to finish.
Yeah. So he raised a question. Yeah, maybe didn't hear, yeah. So yeah, that's it. So there isn't a steer between these ideas. We can accommodate them all together. Now, just to finish off with, I was mentioning before that are there any other places we find in halacha specifically brought the idea of omrim lo gemor? So I did see in the sefer, and I wrote it down, and I can't find that note, right? So I can't remember where it is. So hopefully we'll find it. So we find, for example, when there's kriyas haTorah, so before kriyas haTorah, so you need somebody to open the Oron HaKodesh. After kriyas haTorah, so you need someone to close the Oron HaKodesh and put the sefer Torah back. So I did see somewhere where he mentions that normally the minhag in most places is the person who's given the kibud of hoitzah, taking out, or psicha, yeah, it also is given, the same person is given hachnosa as well. It's not the minhag in every place like that, but most places it is. Except in Hargus, that's right. In Hargus, the minhag is, I think the Rav has psicha when he's there, if he's at that particular minyan, but then someone else is given hachnosa. But in most places, the same person who has the hoitzah of the Sefer Torah is given the hachnas as well. And that could be another application of this idea, called a maschil b'mitzvah, omrim loy gemoy. You do find that sometimes Chazal use that loshen. Now, the interesting thing, now that you raise that, is that the expression omrim loy gemoy is not actually found so clearly in Chazal. We find this idea that we saw that the doshan was Misha Hisril b'mitzvah hu goymer. The Omrim lo gemoy seems to be a later loshan from Poiskim, but that's how the expression is brought in Halacha, and as we saw before from the Ramah. Just to conclude, regarding where we started off today with the minhag of whoever is the Baal Slichus, the Baal Tefillah for Slichus, should daven the other Tefillahs. So there are other Pirushim of that minhag. The Magen Avraham, which is the one we focused on today, says it's because Kol HaMaschil B'mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemor. But others take issue with that, and they say that it can't really fit, as we said, because the Mekor of the Ramah is the Kolboy, and he talks about davening Maariv before, so that doesn't really fit. So they suggest other reasons for the minhag. We haven't got time to go through that. Maybe that'll be a separate shir. There's at least three or four different other approaches what that minhag is actually based on. As I mentioned right at the beginning, some shuls have this minhag completely. Some shuls don't have this minhag at all. And some shuls only have this minhag on certain days of the slichus. The first day of slichus, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Yud Gimel Midas. On the day we say Yud Gimel Midas, where one of the slichas is Yugimunas, some kehillas have this minig to be makpid that the shliach tzibur who davens the slichas should be the one who davens the other tefillahs, but on the other days they don't. So the poskim all grapple with the idea, where do these ideas come from? If it's not based on the idea of kol hamaschil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemor, then it's got some other approach how to explain all those different things. Have a very good day.